This is Senator Al Simpson. What's going on with the nomination of John Tower to become Secretary of Defense? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, as the nominee for Secretary of Defense, John Tower is being put through a most painful public agony. He is the true victim of rumor, hearsay, and malicious gossip. None of the charges of misconduct have yet been substantiated, yet we're running the poor FBI ragged as they check out rumors of this and rumors of that. This is that old kind of ritual we see in Washington, and it can only be accurately described as the intended destruction of a human being. And then the sage observers hit the airwaves and papers about damaged goods, even though the true facts show no damage at all. We both served with John Tower when he was a U.S. Senator. He's a man of great intellect, savvy, honor, and common sense. He has a great command of our nation's full defense needs. We ought to put an end to this senseless rumor-mongering and confirm him.
Al, that kind of know-nothing argument is partisan politics at its worst. It's an insult to the Congress and an invitation to a cover-up. Many people in Congress and across the country, and not just Democrats, are troubled by the allegations against Senator Tower. Be real, Al. Stop playing cheerleader for the administration. It would be irresponsible for the Senate to rubber stamp the nomination and sweep these serious charges under the rug. The Republican members of the Senate Armed Services Committee initially wanted to do what you say, Al, and act prematurely. But now even they agree the only sensible course is a full investigation. Senator Tower has served in the kitchen himself, so he knows how to stand the heat. If it's all smoke and no fire, he'll be confirmed after the investigation is complete, with no ill effects. It's the only way to act, Al. The Office of Secretary of Defense is too important for Congress to do less. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on working parents who need decent child care. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.